Didsbury RCMP members were involved in numerous drug enforcement files in the second quarter of 2022, including cases not only in the detachment area but also across Mountain View County, says RCMP Corporal Shane O'Neill. Appearing as a delegation before Town of Didsbury's council at the recent council meeting, O'Neill outlined some of the detachment members' recent activities from April to June in areas such as community consultations, serious crime investigations, intelligence-led drug enforcement, and police visibility and traffic enforcement. Didsbury RCMP members are and have been involved in the majority of drug enforcement files not only in the Didsbury area but in Mountain View County as a whole, said O'Neill. This is because Didsbury members use information gained through the use of confidential informants as well as through conversations with members of the detachment area. Didsbury detachment members are also in constant contact with the district intelligence analyst to allow for the flow of intelligence throughout the district. The intelligence-led file work and sharing of information has led to many charges related to the Canada Drug and Substances Act files in the rural areas outside the town sites of Didsbury and Carstairs, he said. In total, Didsbury detachment members have been involved in four larger-scale drug trafficking files in the area of Mountain View County, resulting in 40 charges related to six individuals, he said. During the reporting period, officers conducted seven serious crime investigations. Those included an assault with a weapon, domestic violence, on April 3 with one adult charged, an assault, domestic violence, on May 1 with one adult charged, one assault causing bodily harm on May 15 with one adult charged, one assault, domestic violence, on June 16 with one adult charged. A firearms, breach, drugs offense on June 5 resulted in one adult facing a dozen criminal and provincial offenses. In area of community consultations, O'Neill said activities includes meeting with the town mayor, to discuss new reporting structure for downtown and business district occurrences, and discussion of modified requirements for Didsbury Detachment Building including additional workspace for members and support staff. Officers conducted enhanced ATV patrols during the Victoria Long Weekend on May 21 and 22, he said. Officers interacted with campers and provided education on ATV and traffic safety. Visible presence in backcountry was well received and appreciated by all residents who interacted with our members, he said. Detachment members teamed up with members from sundry RCMP members to host a recent public open house in Bergen. Zero concerns were brought up by this engagement other than a request to have a livestock response trailer in the area to assist with incidents where fences are down and cattle are escaping, he said. During his delegation appearance, O'Neill also presented crime statistics for the detachment. There were 96 total criminal code offenses reported, including 15 persons crimes and 46 property crimes. There were 51 provincial code traffic offenses, 13 municipal bylaw offenses, and 16 motor vehicle collisions. Mayor Rhonda Hunter, who chaired the September 27 council meeting, commended local detachment members for their ongoing service in town and district. Council accepted O'Neill's report as information.